Zimbabwe has gained much credit for halving its HIV prevalence rate from nearly 30% in early 2000 to the current 15%. Operations Director Raymond Yekeye of the National AIDS Council attributes the decline to the country's aggressive prevention strategies.
All indications are there. We have over 800,000 people currently accessing treatment. Our HIV prevalence has declined by more than half, 50%, and new infections have also continued to decline. And I think we have achieved almost half, reducing the new infections by about 50%.
The new country director at the U.S. Center for Disease Control, Dr. Beth Barr, says she's encouraged by Zimbabwe's persistent preventive messages and practices such as male circumcision and testing.
I think Zimbabwe is renowned for the efforts and the progress that they've made so far, specifically in the voluntary medical male circumcision program. So I think Zimbabwe's effort in prevention is definitely achieving some ends.
She says all these are key to meeting the 90-90-90 target set by UNAIDS to have 90% of people living with HIV knowing their status, have 90% of people with HIV on antiretroviral therapy, or ART, and enable those 90% on treatment to have a reduced viral load by the year 2020.
Well, Zimbabwe does an incredible amount of testing every year, which is very encouraging. And we do know that there's about 50% coverage of ART in people living with HIV at the moment. But in order to meet the 90-90-90 targets, all of the countries in the region are going to have to think of new strategies and new approaches.
But in a previous interview with Studio 7, NAC's Monitoring and Evaluations Director, Amon Mpofu, says Zimbabwe has surpassed 50% coverage.
Our coverage for those who are on antiretroviral therapy is above 80%, which is classified as universal access. So what it means, Zimbabwe has actually achieved universal access.
However, in a recent interview with New Zimbabwe, Health and Child Welfare Permanent Secretary Gerald Gwinji said while 800,000 people are on ART, an additional 500,000 people living with HIV urgently need treatment. Despite Zimbabwe's overall gains in reducing new HIV infections, NAC's Raymond Yekeye says trends among youth in general are on the rise.
We are seeing sort of stabilization of new infections, which is the cause of concern. We are also worried about the age groups, especially new cases in young people.
Dr. Barr says girls in particular are affected, but she says the case is not unique to Zimbabwe.
We do see slight increases in some groups, and it does urgently need to be addressed. For example, in young women, we sometimes see this trend across the region.
She highlighted a recent donation by the U.S.'s President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or PEPFAR.
At the UN General Assembly meeting last week, PEPFAR announced their investment of nearly $500 million globally to support an AIDS-free future for adolescent girls and young women. And I'm very glad that Zimbabwe is one of the countries which PEPFAR identified as needing additional support specifically for youth.
While the increases in HIV infections among youth are of concern, Dr. Barr says she's more convinced than ever that an AIDS-free generation, as envisioned at a World AIDS Day conference a few years ago, is possible.
It doesn't mean that there's not an incredible amount of work ahead of us, and there are resource gaps, both in terms of funding and human resources and infrastructure and in many other areas. But I do believe it's possible to contain this epidemic, yes.
As Zimbabwe strives to reduce HIV infection and bring an end to the AIDS pandemic, stigma and complacency remain vices that threaten to reverse all the gains. More in the next edition of this report. This is Ndimiake Mwakalielie reporting for Studio 7 from Washington.